This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Monday, October 23rd. While cattle trading slows while waiting on a big USDA report from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was steady. The futures were waiting for a signal from the cattle on feed report later on today. They're really unsure about where the market is going to be. But we've been stuck kind of in a channel, but we're at the 116 mark, which is really a solid number. And it seems that the market wants to trade on both sides in this area. So it's holding in a decent pricing model for right now. And so, you know, we'll see after the on-feed report comes in. Feeders were a little bit mixed. Now, they were sideways to a little weaker. Seems that the optimism is waning a little bit ahead of this USDA report. So we've got to watch that. But all in all, that we're still like higher for the week. We still were able to hang on to some of the gains.
Chicago December wheat prices closed Friday down 6 3/4 at 426. December corn was down 4 1/2 at 344 1/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day down 6 3/4, ranging from 521 to 537. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were down 6.5, ranging from 582 3/4 to 587 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were down 4.5, ranging from 741 1/4 to 746 1/4. Live cattle for October were up 47.5 cents at 111.60, and October feeder cattle were also up 47.5 cents at 153.50. And October Class 3 milk was down a penny at 1660. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.